This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Thursday morning in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Chilly start.
What is it, 48?
48 degrees right now, going to get up into the low 70s, but we won't be hitting that high until like 3 o'clock this afternoon. So up until lunchtime, you're still going to need a jacket.
Brisk.
Bring a jacket.
Or a shacket.
Even, no, don't bring a shacket. You want to look like an ass. I can't finish that. Even yesterday, my daughter had a tennis match, and it was like 68, 69.
It was nice out.
Yeah, but it was still like there was a little chill in the air, a little bit of a breeze.
Yeah.
Fall breeze doesn't work as good. Words don't line up with the song. But I mean, look, a little chill if you're outside was the least of people's worries yesterday.
Well, what happened?
What bank do you bank with, Tommy?
Chase.
Okay. If you are a Bank of America customer?
Yeah, they're good. They're Bank of America.
Yeah, well.
All of America.
It got a little scary. Did you see this story?
So they had a glitch.
Yes, there was an outage with Bank of America yesterday.
So you just couldn't access your banking?
Kind of. So some customers could not access their bank accounts, which is frustrating and can be problematic.
Well, especially if you're in the middle of something.
Yeah. Bingo, right. You got it. So that's bad. That's bad. However, that wasn't the only problem, because it turns out some Bank of America customers could access their accounts.
Oh. Yeah.
And when they got in, all of their accounts said zero balance.
Oh, no.
Oh. That's not good.
Yeah, that would cause a panic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So it spiked around lunchtime yesterday. And while this was initially happening, folks that work with Bank of America, Bank with Bank of America, were unaware that there was an outage. Oh. It wasn't until like an hour after where Bank of America realized something was seriously wrong.
Like, it took them that long to realize?
They may have known. It wasn't made public. Right. Like, hey, guys.
You got an alert.
Issue. Exactly. So yesterday, there were Bank of America customers that just casually logged on to their account to see how much money they had.
And you had a heart attack.
Yes, we're unaware that there was an issue, and you had zero balance.
Yeah, I'd rather just not be able to get into my account.
That's a good take.
Than see goose egg.
Zero. Yeah.
So, like, obviously, you're going to immediately call Bank of America.
Mm-hmm. So everybody's calling Bank of America.
Bingo. And, like, without all of the customers not being able to access it or zero balance, it takes forever to get someone on the phone.
Yeah.
I don't want to know how long yesterday it took these customers to talk to someone to try and sort out what
you probably did. You probably just gave up because, you know, you could be hours waiting.
Or you went to the...
And if you're working, you can't sit there all day.
Look, anything else, I think you're right, you're giving up. But when you open up your account and you see that all of your money is gone...
You can't do anything else throughout the day, right? Like, I don't think you can move on and just go about your day until you can get through.
After you find out you're not financially wiped out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about this. If you were to open up your banking app right now and see that you had a zero balance, your first thought would be...
It's a glitch.
Okay. Wait, that would be your first thought?
Yeah.
My first thought would be I'm the victim of an identity theft.
But I've never seen yet where somebody got into an account and wiped them out, like, outside source.
Where you can't get it back.
Right.
Well, no, I get it, but that would still mean that I have to call the bank.
Yeah, you still have an issue. Yeah.
So, wait a minute. You're telling me you would look at a zero balance and go, well, got to deal with that when I get home.
So I got a couple of these financial apps sometimes when they're down.
Ooh.
You got the same one.
Bro, you find me where it says on my phone. My wife comes in and she's like, money. And I'm like, okay. I don't know what the hell's going on.
But sometimes, like, if they'll tell you, like, this site is going to be down over the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. And you'll check it forgetting it, mm-hmm. and it'll say zero.
Oh. Is it hard for you when you're tracking the Asian markets on your financial app and there's a glitch over the weekend?
You know, I don't know. You know, the Dow may be, you know, up, down, the S&P.
NASDAQ, S&P, buy, sell, check it, jackass.
I will say, in this case, it would... It's like the one time it would pay to be somebody that never checks your bank account.
Seriously.
Because I check my stuff all the time, like every morning.
Yeah, like I know people that'll check it multiple times a day.
I just do it
by habit in the morning. I just go through all this stuff because it's so easy to do now.
Well, and
like, you'll get notifications. You want to pop on there and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Not to mention, money leaves your account so much easier today, and I don't even mean by scam, than it did like 20, 30 years ago. Because, like, you know, you remember, like, if I wanted to spend money, I had to write a check or go take out
money. It was brutal.
And, like, that meant we could keep track of our cash more. Mm-hmm. I have to look at my bank account to make sure that I'm not spending more money than I should be because I forget.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, right? Like, between your card and stuff you can buy on your phone.
Yeah, think about the stuff that hasn't even come in yet.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, stuff like that. So, yeah, man, if I see a zero balance, Kim, you see that zero balance, what's your first thought?
I would think somebody got into my account. Because, like you said, I got in fine, so there's no issue with the website.
Yeah.
So, why is my account empty?
I am curious. Again, we're talking about this Bank of America outage yesterday. Around lunchtime, it was the peak. Half of the customers, it seems, just couldn't access their accounts at all. And it turns out they were the lucky ones because the other half got in and saw zero balances across their accounts. Zero balances across their accounts. I wonder if people that had the zero balances because of the glitch were able to take out money or spend money.
Well, I wonder if, if everything's frozen. Because you'd think everything would be frozen because there's nothing there. So how would they... Like, you could move money around.
I don't know. I don't know how that would work. Because think about this, man. Like, I mean, you know, most people have all of the money they have in their bank account.
Right.
I mean, unless you're Italian and you got a big old mattress who's got cash lying around.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if that happens yesterday and I can't even access my account, think about how effed you would be.
Yeah, especially if you're in the middle of something. As I said, if you're in the middle of buying a house, buying a car, doing some big purchase.
But you're not even thinking day-to-day expenses, having to stop to fill up your gas tank, having to grab lunch, having to get
groceries.
Well,
maybe your credit cards work, if maybe not your ATM, but your credit cards maybe still work.
I'm sorry. Let me put it off my financial app. Let me take out one of my
You ain't got a credit card?
Let me take out one of my multiple cards that I have a choice to use. Pulls out his... Remember those in the 80s, like those movies where like you knew someone was rich because they'd unfold a credit card book and they were like gold and platinum? Your mic's off.
A bouquet of credit.
Pardon me. Why don't you pick a card? Any card. Thomas Mulet, financial whiz man.
I wish.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to a man who knows his finances. Ben's on CMF. Hey, Ben. How are you, buddy?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good to hear from you, buddy.
So, I unfortunately did not get hit by this. Not that it really matters because I'm so busted. Usually by Monday, my account is just zero all week long.
Okay. All right. Well, like, do you keep cash on you, or are you just not spending money during the week?
Well, because of all my bills, I'm usually wiped out.
Well, that's how money works, Ben. No, it's not like I bought a pony last week and I'm out of cash. You know, like
no, like I don't know. If I do have any money, I usually just whatever's left over, I just leave in my bank account.
Okay. All right. So
but yeah.
All right, so wait, after the bills are gone, how much actual cash, like either in the bank account or that you have, do you think you spend from Monday until, what, do you get paid on Friday?
Yeah.
All right, so how much actual cash do you think you spend?
Probably about $100.
$100? That's actually impressive. You could do that in 5 days, Ben.
Yeah, it's usually, I survive off of energy drinks. And, like, the little Ritz crackers or whatever.
That's what you eat all week?
Yeah, dude, I'm broke. Like, what did you eat when you guys were on the road?
I feel like you'd save more if not buying the energy drinks.
What are you, an 80-year-old CEO?
She makes a good point.
I would spend more on the food.
God, I hate people like you. You know, if you'd stop buying Starbucks, you could buy a house.
Don't buy that $7 coffee in the morning.
So I lived off of when I was on the road, I lived off of $3 a day.
For only $3 a day, you could feed a starving, unfunny community.
But I was starving. I was 128 pounds.
Yeah.
No, Ben, I'm not judging you. I'm asking because, you know,
it sucks.
The same thing. Yeah, like,
being broke sucks.
I was stealing breakfast sandwiches from the Hampton Inn and eating them all week long. I don't hate you for it, Ben.
Yeah, I mean, I got to do what I got to do, but... Yeah, if I opened my app, I think I did check it yesterday. I had like $20, and now that you guys are saying this, I'm like, wow, I didn't get affected by it.
So, I mean, $20 a day, That's not too bad.
No, he had $20 end of sentence.
In his account, he's saying.
Not a day.
I had $20 left in my account last night.
Gotcha.
But he's got $100 a week to spend.
Well, no, but not in his account. It's just, where does that $100 come from, Ben?
My paycheck on Friday.
Yeah, I have zero balance on that. Well, you spent $100. Like, this math ain't adding up, Ben, but I'm going to let you go. Thanks for the call. Can I just go back to something you just said?
Tommy?
Yeah, Tommy. Because, you're my boy and I love you. Mm. As we talk about this Bank of America outage yesterday where half the customers saw zero balance in their account. Did you just say $20 a day isn't bad?
Well, I mean, that's just for him to spend on food.
I understand.
He's a single guy.
I understand. So he's got to eat three times.
Yeah.
And he's a grown-ass man.
But he could go to Wegmans and get all that for $20 a day.
Oh, my. Maybe he should buy a bag of apples and a case of water and sell it
at the park. Thank you. There you go. Okay. Sell it at the park. Okay. I hear guys are cleaning up.
I understand.
That's how Bezos got his rockets.
That's why that was the name for Apple computers. They started by selling apples, and then they ended up doing
it. Did they really?
No. I get that you're old. And you have in your head what things cost from 25 years ago when you were single.
I still see prices.
Bro.
Right.
I also understand that there are people that live on $20 a day.
Yeah.
It's not a thing that's healthy.
Oh, I'm sure it's not.
No, but you're sitting here $20 a day. I wish when I was your age, $20 a day. You know what? You could get, just for a nickel, you could take the trolley down to Battery Park, still have money left over for a moon pie.
All right, hold on. If I was living off of $3 a day.
Yeah.
With inflation, that's $20 now.
What year were we talking? 1989?
90 to 93.
Okay,
89 to 93.
Let's pull inflation. And by the way, I
mean, gas was cheap.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was 89, 99 cents a gallon.
Okay.
What amount were you living off of?
$3 a day.
$3
that was
all
for food.
Yeah, for food, period.
In 99.
No booze, by the way. I only drank at the clubs.
For free.
Free.
I didn't tip.
Well, I didn't have any money.
You monster. So wait a minute.
What was I tipping with?
You got 99 cent gas. You got 99 cent gas that you're not including in this budget. You're not tipping guys giving you free effing drinks. And you say,
hold on. I overtip now, though, to make up for what I didn't do then.
You overtip with also free drinks.
$3 a day, 99, is equivalent to.
No, 89.
Oh, 89 to 90.
In 99, he was 72. He was way off the road at that point. And here's the thing. Right. You're my boy. I love you. I sympathize with your thing because I went through the same thing. You were living off of more than $3 a day.
Yeah,
I don't believe you.
I was 128 pounds, bro.
What are you now, 134? Your boobs grew a little bit?
No, I'm about $1.45, $1.50.
Are you really a $1.45?
Yeah.
You pansy ass bitch.
What? That's heavy for me.
I have a broom that's heavier than that.
Why don't you sit on it and get the hell out of here?
I can't because your mom's already on it.
Well, she'll share it with you.
$3 a day in 1989.
No, $3 a day.
That's what she just said.
I thought she said 30.
$3 a day in 1989 is the equivalent of a grand total of $7.80
today.
Yeah,
there's no way you lived off $3 a day.
Yes.
No, there's no way.
Wait, $3 a day is only worth $7 now?
From 89?
Yeah.
With inflation and crap?
Yeah, it's only 30 years ago. I mean, it's not that much.
It's three decades.
Thank you.
It's $3.
9/11.
So you thought $3 would be the equivalent of $20?
Yeah, so I really was struggling, bro.
All right.
So imagine that. Imagine doing what I did on $7 a day.
You're also not letting the audience know that when we did comedy, a lot of the times the club would give you one free giant meal.
No, bro. Not those crap-ass one-nighters in bowling alleys. Yeah, you worked a nice club.
You didn't eat bowling alley fries for free?
No.
You didn't get the popcorn that fell onto the ground out of the trucker's mouth?
So I had a theory even back then. Because, everybody was always sick on the road with the flu and everything.
Sure, yeah.
So this guy who's working with Charlie Wiener, he goes, I drink my ass off and I never get sick. So that's where I got that theory. If you drink liquor, it kills anything in your throat.
Well, you got to believe Charlie Wiener's.
Why would you take medical advice from a man named Charlie Wiener?
He had one of the hottest comedy albums of the year.
Yeah.
12 Inches of Wiener.
Dr. Wiener, ladies and gentlemen.
So that's where I got that theory from. So at night, to answer your question, I drank.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And I still do.
Okay, look, man, look. And this is bothering me even more now that we've transitioned from what happened with Bank of America yesterday to what you could live on a day. Because I know you had these experiences, right? And I know we bust your balls about being Mr. Pittsford Shackett now, but I know you, having gone through what you went through, it sucks. And
it
we were broke as hell. But even you, who had these experiences have now grown into a point where, you know, if you stop buying energy drinks at $20 a day, you might as well be a millionaire. It's like having $1 million in a bank. You've become that guy.
But don't we all become that guy?
I hope I don't become that guy.
You do. You do this to your daughters all the time.
What are you talking about?
You don't go upstairs. You're downstairs. I'm a first floor father.
Yes, well, no.
You're not going into the basement. You're not wearing that. I'm not spending that much money on a ball gown.
That's different. And
how is that different? That's the same thing your father would have said.
Okay, there's a difference between you should be able to live on $20 and you can't have an expensive dress for the homecoming day. How do you not see the difference, you spoiled-ass, rich-ass, bitch-ass kid? I had a boat. Then I was broke. Oh, no. But now you should be able to live on stop buying your energy drink.
Well, don't forget, when I was maritime and marine gas was very inexpensive.
I can't believe you eat.
No tax.
$3 a day. I mean, gas was 99 cents, guys. It's pretty expensive. 99 cents. There's never been a time in my life where gas, with the exception of COVID, when no one's going anywhere.
Well, you're younger.
No, but I'm saying there's never been a time where it was under like $3 a gallon.
Yeah, really?
$50 maximum.
That, no.
Kimmy, when we were driving in high school, it was $5 a gallon.
So
I had a job to pay for my gas.
Which, in retrospect, the stupidest thing we could have done. Yes.
So back in the day, and this is even like before I was of driving age, gasoline stations got into what they call gas wars. Mm. This is not during the years where you had to get in line, but when gas was cool.
Sure.
So gas stations would get into bidding wars to drop their prices. That's how cheap gas was. So I can remember some point as a kid, I'm a little kid, but gas for my old man, I bet you it was 35 cents a gallon.
Shut up.
25 cents a gallon. I mean, that's why he was driving a barge with a V8.
Just out of curiosity, while we're on the topic.
And then, but he never turned the car up. We just let it run all night. You can hear that gentle hum out in the parking lot. That's how I fell asleep. Betting the fumes of leaded gas.
It's all starting to make sense now. Kimmy, just out of curiosity while we're here.
Sure.
Because gas is somewhere around $3 a gallon right
now. Yeah, I think it's $3.50.
I think it's lower than that.
All right.
Could you Google what $5 in 2003 would be today? Because gas around, let's go 2004. Because gas around 2004 was about $5.
You had that big spike.
Yeah, you had that big spike. And then, you know, there's predictions like gas would eventually be $15 a gallon and it was going to be insanity. Because, it's around $3 now, which is less. But without accounting for inflation, what would gas be today if the price stayed exactly the same per gallon?
So you said $5 in 2004?
Yeah.
Is equivalent to $8.50 now.
So Ben could get a couple of gallons of gas.
No, but hear what I'm saying. We had jobs that were paying
less than that per hour.
$6.75 an hour.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And I mean, adjusted for inflation, fine, then we were $13. But we were paying $8.50 a gallon.
Just for the gas.
Just for the gas to get to work. We were only paying to go to work and go back home. And our parents were like, you know, I had a job and I loved it when I was your age. Get out of here. Stop buying your energy drinks and buy a house instead.
If you had a friend whose parent paid for their gas, that friend automatically drove everywhere.
Yeah.
Bro.
Shut up, stupid ass bitch.
I was paying the same prices too. I had to go to work.
You had a real job as an adult.
You said this isn't a real job.
It's not a
real,
you don't do it right, but they were paying you like an adult.
Yeah, you got paid. They paid for everything for you,
you
too.
You got free gas for a while, you idiot.
Free parking.
That you were stealing.
Oh, yeah.
Free parking, free food every day, free whatever you needed. It was there.
How you would ever call anyone chintz again for the rest of your life?
Chintzy ass.
How?
It was a different day and time. The radio was different back then.
You had free stuff done to your house, didn't you?
And the guys just randomly showed up. Oh, need siding? Here you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Being a football fan is a roller coaster.
Oh, sure.
Being a Bills fan normally is even more of a roller coaster. But for some reason, the last couple of weeks has been the most crazy of roller coasters, the Superman Darien Lake of roller coasters. Because, Kimmy, 6 weeks ago, people were laughing at this guy, even though he's one of the best players in the NFL. And now the same group of people that were like, yeah, I don't even care, are like, yeah, it's him.
Okay.
It's him.
Wow, all right.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So about a week before the season started, 6 weeks ago, there was a poll put out. They asked active players a bunch of questions about other players in the NFL. Mm-hmm. One of those questions being who the most overrated NFL player was.
All right.
And to our shock.
What happened?
The answer was Josh Allen.
Number one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Players that he played against on a weekly basis voted Josh Allen the most overrated player in the NFL. And we Bills fans, we guffawed.
Well, it hurt.
How could you?
It's bad.
Yeah, and like, what he does on that, nobody else can do what he does.
Yeah.
And you say these things, mm-hmm. right? So Josh obviously heard that as well. And we know that Josh with a chip on his shoulder is a dangerous Josh.
Mm.
And you can make the argument, Kimmy, that the Josh we've seen over the first 4 weeks of the season
seem to be on a, you know, vengeance tour.
Exactly. And the Bills start off 3-0, and they're the most dominant team in the league. And they have that game on Sunday that doesn't go so well. But then there's news yesterday.
Mm.
They asked players again, different questions.
All right.
And again, these are NFL players answering.
Mm.
They asked who right now should win the MVP and who would most likely win the MVP this season. And the answer from players in the NFL was Josh Allen.
Look at that. Oh,
that's a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
In a matter of 6 weeks, a month and a half, he went from the most overrated player in the league, according to his peers, to the best player in the league.
Based on four
games. Deserving.
3 games, really, because I doubt that they probably did this before Sunday.
Yeah, I would guess.
Right? Okay, now here's the thing.
Yeah.
I agree that Josh Allen is the MVP right now. And I also understand it's only week four, so we can pump the brakes. That's fine. But this might say, Tommy, less about players' feelings and more about Josh Allen himself.
What do you mean?
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. As we prepare for the Stephon Diggs Bowl on Sunday in Houston.
Oh, I forgot about
it. A game you can listen to live here on CMF. Why does Josh Allen get such polarized reactions from everybody?
I mean, he's a pretty likable individual. He's not a jerk.
You would think so,
yeah.
Right? Okay. Right.
And it's not like he's hateable yet because of his success.
Yeah,
you
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
he's
if
not
he
Gronk.
Doesn't, yeah, he hasn't. He Who hasn't. You know, because I think, you know, after a while you see it happen with the Chiefs, like people just get sick of it. Like, all right, let somebody else have a turn.
Sure.
It's not, you can't make that argument for a guy like Josh Allen.
But like when it comes to Josh Allen, there is no middle of the road.
It might be the stigma just playing for Buffalo.
But you think so?
Yeah, Buffalo gets a bad rap around the country.
But it's
doesn't
not
make
even,
him more lovable.
Like it's the Cubs thing, right? Before they ended up, it's the Red Sox thing, right? Like, I mean, if you weren't a Yankees fan, a Blue Jays fan, like people pulled for the Red Sox. And I think it's even more. I don't think it's the Bills because I think it gets specific with Josh.
What's that?
People will either make an argument about how he's one of the best players in the league and arguably one of the best quarterbacks of all time right now. Or they will make an argument that he is not a top-tier player, that he makes too many mistakes, and that he runs his mouth too much to other players while whining for calls. And there is no in-between.
Mm.
Nobody's, like, middle road there. He's either the best you've ever seen or the most overrated crybaby you've ever seen.
But he also says the right things off the field, you know what I mean? Like, I can't think of anything, like, controversial that he's said or done where you could point to that. Like, I don't think he's a good guy.
Do people not think he's genuine when he does
Maybe.
That?
Maybe he's boring. Maybe some people find him boring. I mean, not that that should affect the way you see him on the field. I don't know.
But he's not boring. I mean, the commercials that he does are pretty damn funny.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's got a great sense of humor about himself. And you want to talk about boring. I mean, a guy that never says anything. Patrick Mahomes never says anything.
Yeah.
When's the last time you heard him make a controversial statement?
But he's, like, fiery on the field. You know what
Josh
I mean?
Josh
like,
isn't? He gets a dude's face.
But
he was also named
though.
The number one trash talker in the NFL.
Yes, but we don't hear that. Right? Like, we see it. We don't really hear it. Patrick Mahomes, he complains about the referees after games.
But he's super overexposed. Too.
Yeah.
Like, Mahomes is in everything you watch.
Right,
though.
Right. But, and, like, you know, he had that interaction with Josh as they were leaving the field that one time where he was like, oh, that call's BS.
But that was the first time we saw that from Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. He had never done that before.
No, he's been known to, like, be the kind of Tom Brady whiner.
You think?
Yes, we've seen that from him plenty of times.
I guess all that Brady hatred had to go somewhere, too, right? Like, all that energy, now Brady's not there. You had to channel it somewhere else, so maybe you throw it on Josh.
But to your point,
there's always going to be that wanting to pick a villain, right?
But Brady was an easy villain to pick because not only did he win all the time,
for everything.
The dude's weird.
Yeah.
He's a weird man.
Well, we found that out as his career went on.
I will say that with all the money Josh has made, because what is he? What did he get? Like a quarter billion dollar contract.
Then there's another probably quarter billion contract.
He hasn't gone weird yet with the money.
Yet, let's hope not. There is words that he likes hanging out with Aaron Rodgers, so I'm really worried about that.
But we haven't seen it yet.
He's going to do a 2-hour long podcast on the gold standard. You're with Nixon. No, you're right. We haven't seen him get weird with his money yet. You're right.
Like Mahomes even got kind of weird with his money.
Okay, you cannot get over this house that he built.
I cannot get over the moat.
So for those who don't know, they did a documentary last year. It's called Quarterback.
On Netflix.
Yep. Yeah. And Patrick Mahomes is one of the guys they followed around.
Really featured him deeply. And he was building his dream house in Kansas City. And it looks like what a 14-year-old boy thinks a mansion should look like.
But that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because he is, I mean, he's still a kid.
Right. But he's, you don't need an aquarium.
He's got
an aquarium you would see at SeaWorld. He's not even really into fish.
How do you know?
Because he kind of said it. He goes, I just thought it'd be cool. It's the size of my house, man.
Did he have a moat or did Tom Brady have a moat?
Tom Brady had a moat.
Oh, okay. I thought Patrick Mahomes did,
Maybe they both have moats. Maybe they went to the same moat guy.
But didn't, Brady slept in that oxygen
chamber. Yeah. Yep.
That is actually weirdly more common than we think.
Well, T.O. did it when he ripped his knee up and was able
to. Did they all get that from Michael Jackson? Because he slept in one. Did he kick off the whole, I got to sleep in a chamber mode?
I think that there's sports science.
Yeah.
But I mean, maybe. But I thought
Michael Jackson started that.
No, but when you talk about the weird things, to your point that we've seen guys that are easy to hate, too, let's talk about Tom Brady, right? The winning makes him easy to hate.
Right.
He slept in a hyperbaric chamber. He had special sleeping outfits. He got up at 5 o'clock in the morning. He only ate very specific things. He never consumed
alcohol. And then tried to sell you on those specific things.
Yeah. Which, by the way, was all snake oil. It was so snake oil that his trainer was not allowed around other Patriots players by order of Bill Belichick. That's a real story. You can go look it up, right? So that
his family, his dad used to call radio shows to complain about them complaining.
And here's the thing. I also understand why if you're a Patriots fan, you would defend him to your death because of what he did.
He delivered.
Yes, and I'm not trying to sound biased here as a Bills fan who loves Josh Allen like he's one of my children.
You're just saying it's too early to hate this guy? He hasn't been the hateable figure, at least yet.
I don't get what he's done off the field, and I don't get how you can watch what he does on the field where you go, nothing.
It's got to be the up and down.
Yeah, the roller coaster.
Of his career. Okay, when he does blow it, he blows it pretty spectacular.
When's the last time he blew it? Think about that.
Well, that Jets game where he threw three interceptions. When you already took out the other team's quarterback, everybody's thinking, this is going to be cake, and they lost.
As a quarterback, you are going to be held responsible for those moments, whether or not it was your fault. But a lot of those times, especially last season, Josh put his team in really bad positions.
In prime time.
In really close games.
But let's talk about big games, right? And again, we're talking about Josh Allen. 6 weeks ago, he was named the most overrated player in the NFL by other players in the NFL. The Bills start 3-0. They have that game on Sunday. But yesterday, a new study comes out, a new survey, of current NFL players that named him the MVP.
So his stock's up.
He went from the worst, the most overrated, to the best player in the league. Yeah, every quarterback is going to have bad games throughout the regular season. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Name the last big game where Josh puked on himself.
It would have to be that Jets game.
No, but I'm saying playoff game. Big playoff game where he puked on himself.
Well, it was that Cincinnati game where they got spanked. Was that his fault? I don't know, that was
all around just disaster.
He played well against Kansas City in the playoffs last year. The last playoff game where he really puked all over himself was his first playoff game in Houston, and they still took him to overtime.
Yeah.
And he still led that comeback to get him to where they had to be.
I guess,
is that the one where he caught a touchdown in the end zone?
It's also the one where he lateraled the ball on the game-tying drive to Dawson Knox, and he had to throw it out of bounds.
It feels like, you're right, he saves the day after his own disaster.
But it works.
Right.
It works.
It's exciting to watch.
I don't understand.
No, I know. I would think, and again, I try to take being from here and being a Bills fan out of it. I would think the Bills and Josh Allen are a team that you would, if you found out they were playing primetime, the Bills, this should be fun.
It's why they keep putting them in primetime.
If anything else, even whether you're rooting for him or not, you're going to get an interesting game.
And I also understand early on in his career, that was the thought, right? We called it the Josh Allen experience. It was a roller coaster and it was lightning in your veins and you were going to ride it out. He's not even that guy anymore. Will Levis, who is the quarterback for the Tennessee Titans, is the new Josh Allen experience. Like, he's got a ton of talent in the world, and then he will do the dumbest thing you've ever seen in your life.
But it's also, you know, they're more successful. They're getting more exposure. And when you get more exposure, people just hate you for that.
Yeah. I guess. I've never heard an argument like Patrick Mahomes is a system quarterback, which the argument can be made for, right? I don't get why Josh Allen gets that.
I don't know.
But hey, doesn't matter. We're going to get to watch him on Sunday along with the Bills in the Stephon Diggs Bowl.
Ooh.
1 o'clock Sunday, live right here on 96.5 WCMF. The second a grown-ass person pulls this move, every police department in the area is getting a phone call. So with this man's decision, causing parents across this area to go into full panic mode, we need to try and figure out what the hell he was thinking.
So is this something that used to be socially accepted but now is not?
I don't even think that's the case.
All right.
Because who would want to do this at this time?
Oh, so the time is also bad.
I think that it definitely plays into why people were losing their minds.
Well, I can't wait to hear.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. The story happened just east of us on Monday. Police were called to C.W. Baker High School after reports of an unknown man inside the school without permission.
Just wandering around.
He is in the school. The high school was placed on lockdown. Other area schools were also locked down out of caution. Students were held in their classrooms. And what makes this story more complicated, it happened just after school had been let out. So the kids that were locked down weren't in standard classes. They were staying after for like clubs and extra help and sports. So you couldn't account, Tommy, for which students were safe because there was no way to know which students should and shouldn't have been in the building at the time.
All right.
So teachers just had to hope to God that everybody that was out in the hallway had been put in a room while they were trying to figure out who this person was. And these students ended up being held inside the school until after 5 p.m.
Damn.
So it turns out, thank God, no one was ever in danger. But the reason this man was in the school might be the dumbest thing you'll hear all week.
So what happened?
Authorities say the 25-year-old man was an alumni of the high school and was, quote, feeling nostalgic, deciding to walk into the school during their dismissal.
All right.
The unmanned side door that he used is locked during the day. But kids flowing out at the end of the day held it open for him because people were just going in and out. And it wasn't until he was inside and walking around that people realized, I don't know who that man is, and the lockdown commenced. Also, he was carrying a basketball when he waltzed into the school.
He's going to shoot some hoops?
That's exactly what he tried to do. So he was there before a half an hour before the school officials found him. He first tried to get into the gym, but he found it was locked.
Damn.
He then used a restroom and then walked around the rest of the school for about 30 minutes. Staff finally located him, spoke to him, and they brought him into the office. So it's weird up to this point.
Yeah, especially his age.
Thank you. What about 25 makes you strange?
Like, you know what goes on now, like schools and the situation. Like, you know how you were in school and all this stuff was going down.
Thank you. You graduated from school 7 years
ago. Yeah, so you know how this was not allowed to happen.
No, you're right. Like, if this is an 80-year-old man who, like, waltzes in, you could give him the benefit
of
the doubt. Yes,
right? Absolutely. I could.
Okay. But we're not even to the strangest part of the story.
Okay.
This man who wandered into school at 25 years old first told the staff that he was a new transfer student.
Oh, so now he's lying to the authorities.
When the officials told him, we know you're not, and they were going to have to call the police, he then got nervous and tried to take off running. And that's what sent the school into lockdown and led to all this insanity.
Bam.
He was arrested, eventually charged with trespassing. He's got a court date coming up. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Does anyone want to explain what the hell this was all about?
Well, I get the nostalgia if you went to school there as an older person.
Okay.
But now with a kid like this.
Okay.
That makes no sense.
You don't get the recent nostalgia? I mean, 25, you still... I remember 25 thinking like, oh, like, I'm so old. It's been so long since
I know guys that I've done it. I've gone back to old schools that I went to. And then my brothers have.
You walked inside.
So
what a creep.
Yes. So when I was on the road and I went back to military school. I was at Atlanta.
Okay.
When I was working in Atlanta.
He was at Atlanta, Kimmy.
At Atlanta.
I am at Atlanta right now.
I
am at Atlanta.
So I just drove in. I walked into the administration office and I said, you know, I used to go to school here. I'd just like to walk around. They just let me walk around.
Okay, but see, what
year was this?
This was in the early 90s. I went up to my dorm room.
Okay, but what you did is the appropriate thing to
go in. Yeah, you go in, but it was white. I told you, but I was... I was at Indiana University, and I wanted to see where Bobby Knight coached basketball. Well, I literally walked down into onto the floor. Nobody stopped me.
But all of these things you're describing are pre-Columbine?
Way back.
Okay,
man.
Great.
Now, there's no way you can do any of this stuff.
Thank you.
Like, I'm 65. I know you can't do that.
Thank you.
Based on the news I watch.
Thank you. Like, every day you turn a story on where something horrible has happened at some school across America. Yeah. And this guy goes, whoa, this guy waltz in. And to your point, you were in school while they were talking about the safety measures and all the new things they were implementing. Like, I don't understand where this guy's coming from. I also don't get, if he was simply feeling nostalgic, why he lied to the administrators that he was a transfer student.
And then run off.
Try to get out of trouble, I guess.
But then, like,
did they get him?
Yeah, they got him. He was arrested, yes. And again, he's been charged with trespassing. Kimmy, do you have any urge to go walk around Hilton High School?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Is it because you weren't popular? Is it because...
No, I just, I mean, kind of what, but I, my question, I guess, would be like, what are you hoping to see? Like your old locker? I guess I don't get the point because you're not going to really be able to get into any classrooms, most likely. You're just walking around the hallways looking like a weirdo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can understand if you're hoping to bump into an old teacher or somebody that, you know, to see people, I guess, would make more sense. But to just see the school itself, the building.
But if you live in town, I guess you don't have that same draw to it. Like, I did not live in anywhere near these schools anymore. Mm-hmm.
But, it's weird to me, too, that you wanted to do that only because you hated school.
I did, but I kind of like military school in some aspects.
Yeah, because you get to dress up.
Well, you got to live there, too. I guess it's a little different.
Check me out. I got a hot press shirt.
And don't forget, I ran straight Fs back to back.
Why? It's not hard. It's not something to like brag about.
I actually worked at it. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You were saying.
I even took my wife down and so I went to that Christian school in Jupiter, Florida. Mm-hmm. So when I was driving around, I showed her the school. But, like, we drove right up but didn't get out of the car. But I also realized, like, she didn't really care.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course she didn't care.
It's like, it's just a building. You know, I got nostalgic because I was like, this is where I got in trouble, man.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this 25-year-old man. This happened at a high school just east of us. He walked into a high school that during dismissal, while carrying a basketball. Mm-hmm. The police say when he got inside, he tried to go into the gym. That door was locked. He then went to the bathroom, walked around the school for 30 minutes. That's when folks realized, oh, my God, who the hell is this man? And because it was after school, when the school went in lockdown, it made things very complicated because they didn't know what kids were supposed to be wearing and who was in and who was out. They finally confronted him. They bring him into the office. The 25-year-old man, when asked why he was there, initially said he was a new transfer student.
Why would he do that?
When they were like, nah, you're not. We have to call the police. He then tried to take off running. He was eventually caught and arrested. No one was ever in any danger, it seems. And police say the reason he went in was, quote, feeling nostalgic. I'm also worried about if they bought his transfer student excuse, what was his next move?
Where's my locker? Where do I start?
Well, no, but like, to your point, like, we've seen grown people try to go back to high school and, like, I guess get
like
a new
people
start.
People in their 20s. Yeah.
We've also seen those people, like, have relationships with high school students who believe
that
they are. Like, everything about this story keeps getting ickier
we
and ickier.
We also never really hear why they wanted to do it.
Well, I don't think you need a reason. I think it's pretty clear why you want to start high school over again.
What do you think it is?
You feel like with the knowledge you have
like
now.
Yeah, you take another run at it.
Exactly. Right. Like, if I get better grades, I can get into a better college. Mm. Or you simply miss high school. It was the best time of your life.
Yeah, it could be.
I mean, there's been a couple of folks who did it for sports reasons, right? They thought they could go back. They were on sports teams. They were trying to get college scholarships. And, it turns out you're 27. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Joel. Hey, Joel, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What up?
Yeah. I don't know why he would want to go back there just to go back there. His intent was to sneak in, obviously, because you have to go through the main door with the security guards. He intended to sneak through the side door, to, you know what I'm saying, while people are coming out.
Sure.
So I'm 26 years old. And I just started going back to college the beginning of this year. I had to go back to my high school to go get some transcripts, and I had to go through the security and all that. And I'm like, man, how it changed so much, because when I was in school, we could just sneak out, sneak back in, no problem, you know?
No, I hear you. It's funny, man. Like, I have to, my daughter, you know, she plays tennis, so I got to pick up my kids. Like, every once in a while, I'll have to run into the school to use the bathroom. And, like, to your point, Joel, like, the door's locked, there's a security guard
there's, like,
there.
A level of security.
Yeah, you show your ID, everything. Yeah.
They should take a squirt.
If I go in to, like, pick up my kids from school, they print out a name tag with my face on it.
Really?
That I have to wear in the school at all times.
Yeah, I had an experience that I'm sitting down, I'll go to the office, I get my transcripts, I'm walking down the hall, and I see, like, the pictures, you know, of our school pictures when I was in school and stuff. And I'm looking at it, and the security guard that wasn't working there when I was in school, he's looking at me. He's, like, staring at me like, I don't know this guy. He's like, he's about to, you know, come grab me. And the other security guard that does know me, he still works there. He's like, no, he's a former student. He's just getting his transcript. He's like,
He's cool, man. He's just an old guy looking at pictures of kids. Yeah, no big deal.
They definitely know who's in school and who's not in school, who doesn't belong there, you know.
Hey, Joel, where did you go to school, man?
I went to Greece, Athena.
Okay. All right. Was it fun for you to be back in there, though? Did the nostalgia come rushing back?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to go to every class I had to see if the teachers were still there, of course. But, you know, it was good to see some familiar faces that still work there and stuff. It was good to see that.
Is Joel's story weird to you, Tommy?
A little bit.
Why? Yeah. You didn't want to see the teacher. Your teachers would have been long dead.
I hated my teachers.
But they would have been long dead anyway because you're like 80 years old.
So when I went to that military school, I did like a couple of those guys because they were fun alcoholics.
Hey, Joel, thanks for the call, buddy. Good luck with school.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Take it easy.
Take care.
But most of my teachers, yeah, I could care less.
So I would be, if I were you, and, you know, obviously, like, that you were older at the time, but I would have been afraid to go back in if I didn't like my teachers, because I wouldn't have wanted to run into any of them.
Oh, I didn't care at that point. Like, at that point, what are you going to do to me, man?
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's just an awkward interaction,
see, that's,
I guess.
That's why
I'm a road comic now, man.
That's why I thought he would have wanted to do it, because even living off of
$3. I turned into something.
No, even living off of $3 a day, he was more of a success than they thought he was going to be. I showed you 12 quarters a day.
And don't forget, back then you could lie about yourself. There was no way of checking up.
True.
Yeah,
there's no. You couldn't Google somebody.
You know, Joel's call brings up another red flag in this story.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this 25-year-old guy going back into his high school, putting the school on lockdown, lying about being a transfer student, and then saying he was just feeling nostalgic.
What's up?
Nobody knew who he was.
Right.
He had graduated, if he's 25, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Not a single staff member in that school recognized this guy?
Yeah, that is, well.
Even Joel, who's 26, said a security guard randomly he knew from back in the day. I mean, look, I'm 38. My girls go to the school I went to. There are still 10 teachers that are there, and I graduated 20 years ago that we have had in common.
Well, your family left quite a mark at that educational establishment.
What do you mean by that?
You know what I mean.
Well, we're third generation Aquinas graduates.
Yeah, but you're still three generations behind in payments. Like, there's probably a picture of your father in the administration. Do not take checks from this man. Like, how much milk money do you still owe that place?
Joke's on you, man. I would ask for change from my friends after they bought their lunch so I could buy my lunch. All right, so the moral of the story.
What's that?
Don't walk into a high school.
Well, you can't go back.
Thank you.
It's done.
Thank you, you psychos.
Yeah.
All right. The second a grown-ass person pulls this move, every police department in the area is getting a phone call. So with this man's decision, causing parents across this area to go into full panic mode, we need to try and figure out what the hell he was thinking.
So is this something that used to be socially accepted but now is not?
I don't even think that's the case.
All right.
Because who would want to do this at this time?
Oh, so the time is also bad.
I think that it definitely plays into why people were losing their minds.
Well, I can't wait to hear.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. The story happened just east of us on Monday. Police were called to C.W. Baker High School after reports of an unknown man inside the school without permission.
Just wandering around.
He is in the school. The high school was placed on lockdown. Other area schools were also locked down out of caution. Students were held in their classrooms. And what makes this story more complicated, it happened just after school had been let out. So the kids that were locked down weren't in standard classes. They were staying after for like clubs and extra help and sports. So you couldn't account, Tommy, for which students were safe because there was no way to know which students should and shouldn't have been in the building at the time.
All right.
So teachers just had to hope to God that everybody that was out in the hallway had been put in a room while they were trying to figure out who this person was. And these students ended up being held inside the school until after 5 p.m.
Damn.
So it turns out, thank God, no one was ever in danger. Mm. But the reason this man was in the school might be the dumbest thing you'll hear all week.
So what happened?
Authorities say the 25-year-old man was an alumni of the high school and was, quote, feeling nostalgic, deciding to walk into the school during their dismissal.
All right.
The unmanned side door that he used is locked during the day, But kids flowing out at the end of the day held it open for him because people were just going in and out. And it wasn't until he was inside and walking around that people realized, I don't know who that man is, and the lockdown commenced. Also, he was carrying a basketball when he waltzed into the school.
He's going to shoot some hoops?
That's exactly what he tried to do. So he was there before a half an hour before the school officials found him. He first tried to get into the gym, but he found it was locked.
Damn.
He then used a restroom and then walked around the rest of the school for about 30 minutes. Mm. Staff finally located him, spoke to him, and they brought him into the office. Mm. So it's weird up to this point.
Yeah, especially his age.
Thank you. What about 25 makes you strange?
Like, you know what goes on now, like schools and the situation. Like, you know how you were in school and all this stuff was going down.
Thank you. You graduated from school 7 years
ago.
Yeah,
so you know how this was not allowed to happen.
No, you're right. Like, if this is an 80-year-old man who, like, waltzes in, you could give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yes, absolutely. I
agree. But we're not even to the strangest part of the story.
Okay.
This man who wandered into school at 25 years old first told the staff that he was a new transfer student.
Oh, so now he's lying to the authorities.
When the officials told him, we know you're not, and they were going to have to call the police, he then got nervous and tried to take off running. And that's what sent the school into lockdown and led to all this insanity.
Bam.
He was arrested, eventually charged with trespassing. He's got a court date coming up. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Does anyone want to explain what the hell this was all about?
Well, I get the nostalgia if you went to school there as an older person.
Okay.
But not with a kid like this.
Okay.
That makes no sense.
You don't get the recent nostalgia? I mean, 25, you still... I mean, remember 25 thinking like, oh, like, I'm so old. It's been so long since
I know guys that I've done it. I've gone back to old schools that I went to. And my brothers have.
You walked inside.
So
what a creep.
Yes. So when I was on a road and I went back to military school. I was at Atlanta.
Okay.
When I was working in Atlanta.
He was at Atlanta, Kimmy.
At Atlanta.
I am at Atlanta right now.
I am at Atlanta. So I just drove in. I walked into the administration office and I said, you know, I used to go to school here. I'd just like to walk around. They just let me walk around.
Okay, but see, what
year was this?
This was in the early 90s. I went up to my dorm room.
Okay, but what you did is the appropriate thing to
do. Yeah, you go in, but it was white. I told you, I was at Indiana University, and I wanted to see where Bobby Knight coached basketball. Well, I literally walked down onto the floor. Nobody stopped me.
But all of these things you're describing are pre-Columbine?
Way back.
Okay,
man.
Great.
Now, there's no way you could do any of this stuff.
Thank you.
Like, I'm 65. I know you can't do that.
Thank you.
Based on the news I watch.
Thank you. Like, every day you turn a story on where something horrible has happened at some school across America. Yeah. And this guy, whoa, this guy waltz in. And to your point, you were in school while they were talking about the safety measures and all the new things they were implementing. Like, I don't understand where this guy's coming from. I also don't get, if he was simply feeling nostalgic, why he lied to the administrators that he was a transfer student.
And then run off.
Try to get out of trouble, I guess.
But then, like,
did they get him?
Yeah, they got him. He was arrested, yes. And again, he's been charged with trespassing. Kimmy, do you have any urge to go walk around Hilton High School?
I don't know.
Is
I don't think so.
Is it because you weren't popular? Is it because...
No, I just, I mean, kind of what, but I, my question, I guess, would be like, what are you hoping to see? Like your old locker? I guess I don't get the point because you're not going to really be able to get into any classrooms, most likely. You're just walking around the hallways. Looking like a weirdo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can understand if you're hoping to bump into an old teacher or somebody that, you know, to see people, I guess, would make more sense. But to just see the school itself, the building.
But if you live in town, I guess you don't have that same draw to it. Like, I did not live in anywhere near these schools anymore. Mm-hmm.
But it's weird to me, too, that you wanted to do that only because you hated school.
I did, but I kind of like military school in some aspects.
Yeah, because you get to dress up.
Well, you got to live there, too. I guess it's a little different.
Check me out. I got a hot press shirt.
And don't forget, I ran straight Fs back to back.
Why? It's not hard. It's not something to like brag about.
I actually worked at it. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You were saying.
I even took my wife down. So I went to that Christian school in Jupiter, Florida. Mm-hmm. So when I was driving around, I showed her the school. But, like, we drove right up but didn't get out of the car. But I also realized, like, she didn't really care.
Yeah,
of
course she didn't care.
It's like, it's just a building. You know, I got nostalgic because I was like, this is where I got in trouble, man.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this 25-year-old man. This happened at a high school just east of us. He walked into a high school during dismissal while carrying a basketball. Mm-hmm. The police say when he got inside, he tried to go into the gym. That door was locked. He then went to the bathroom, walked around the school for 30 minutes. That's when folks realized, oh, my God, who the hell is this man? And because it was after school, when the school went into lockdown, it made things very complicated because they didn't know where what kids were supposed to be where and who was in and who was out. They finally confronted him. They bring him into the office. The 25-year-old man, when asked why he was there, initially said he was a new transfer student.
Why would he do that?
When they were like, nah, you're not. We have to call the police. He then tried to take off running. He was eventually caught and arrested. No one was ever in any danger, it seems. And police say the reason he went in was, quote, feeling nostalgic. I'm also worried about if they bought his transfer student excuse, what was his next move?
Where's my locker? Where do I start?
Well, no, but like, to your like, we've seen grown people try to go back to high school and, like, I guess get
like
a new start.
Yeah, people in their 20s. Yeah. Yeah.
We've also seen those people, like, have relationships with high school students who believe that, they are, like, everything about this story keeps getting ickier
we
and ickier.
We also never really hear why they wanted to do it.
Well, I don't think you need a reason. I think it's pretty clear why you want to start high school over again.
What do you think it is?
You feel like with the knowledge you have
like
now.
Yeah, you take another run at it.
Exactly. All right. Like, if I get better grades, I can get into a better college. Or you simply miss high school. It was the best time of your life.
Yeah, it could be.
I mean, there's been a couple of folks who did it for sports reasons, right? They thought they could go back. They were on sports teams. They were trying to get college scholarships. And, oh, it turns out you're 27. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Joel. Hey, Joel, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What up?
Yeah. I don't know why he would want to go back there just to go back there. His intent was to sneak in, obviously, because you have to go through the main door with the security guards. He intended to sneak through the side door, to, you know what I'm saying, while people are coming out.
Sure.
So I'm 26 years old. And I just started going back to college at the beginning of this year. I had to go back to my high school to go get some transcripts, and I had to go through the security and all that. And I'm like, man, how it changed so much, because when I was in school, we could just sneak out. Sneak back in, no problem, you know?
No, I hear you. It's funny, man. Like, I have to, my daughter, you know, she plays tennis, so I got to pick up my kids. Like, every once in a while, I'll have to run into the school to use the bathroom. And, like, to your point, Joel, like, the door's locked, there's a security guard
there.
There's,
like, a level of security.
Yeah, you show your ID, everything. Yeah.
They should take a squirt.
If I go in to, like, pick up my kids from school, they print out a name tag with my face on it.
Really?
That I have to wear in the school at all times.
Yeah, I had an experience that. And I'm sitting down, I'll go to the office, I get my transcripts, I'm walking down the hall. And I see, like, the pictures, you know, of our school pictures when I was in school and stuff. And I'm looking at it, and the security guard that wasn't working there when I was in school, he's looking at me. He's, like, staring at me like, I don't know this guy. He's like, he's about to, you know, come grab me. And the other security guard that does know me, he still works there. He's like, no, he's a former student. He's just getting his transcript. He's like,
He's cool, man. He's just an old guy looking at pictures of kids. No big deal.
They definitely know who's in school and who's not in school, who doesn't belong there, you know.
Hey, Joel, where did you go to school, man?
I went to Greece, Athena.
Okay. All right. Was it fun for you to be back in there, though? Did the nostalgia come rushing back?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to go to every class I had to see if the teachers were still there, of course. But, you know, it was good to see some familiar faces that still work there and stuff. It was good to see that.
Is Joel's story weird to you, Tommy?
A little bit.
Why? Yeah. You didn't want to see the teacher. Well, your teachers would have been long dead.
I hated my teachers.
But they would have been long dead anyway because you're like 80 years old.
So when I went to that military school, I did like a couple of those guys because they were fun alcoholics.
Hey, Joel, thanks for the call, buddy. Good luck with school.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Take it easy.
Take care.
But most of my teachers, I could care less.
So I would be, if I were you, and, you know, obviously, like, that you were older at the time, but I would have been afraid to go back in if I didn't like my teachers, because I wouldn't have wanted to run into any of them.
Oh, I didn't care at that point. Like, at that point, what are you going to do to me, man?
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's just an awkward interaction,
see, that's,
I guess.
That's why
I'm a road comic now, man.
That's why I thought he would have wanted to do it, because even living off of
$3. I turned into something.
No, even living off of $3 a day, he was more of a success than they thought he was going to be. I showed you 12 quarters a day.
And don't forget, back then you could lie about yourself. There was no way of checking up.
True.
Yeah,
there's no. You couldn't Google somebody.
You know, Joel's call brings up another red flag in this story.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this 25-year-old guy going back into his high school, putting the school on lockdown, lying about being a transfer student, and then saying he was just feeling nostalgic.
What's up?
Nobody knew who he was.
Right.
He had graduated, if he's 25, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Not a single staff member in that school recognized this guy?
Yeah, that is, well.
Even Joel, who's 26, said a security guard randomly he knew from back in the day. I mean, look, I'm 38. My girls go to the school I went to. There are still 10 teachers that are there, and I graduated 20 years ago that we have had in common.
Well, your family left quite a mark at that educational establishment.
What do you mean by that?
You know what I mean.
Well, we're third generation Aquinas graduates.
Yeah, but you still, you're still three generations behind in payments. Like, there's probably a picture of your father in the administration. Do not take checks from this man. Like, how much milk money do you still owe that place?
Joke's on you, man. I would ask for change from my friends after they bought their lunch so I could buy my lunch. All right, so the moral of the story.
What's that?
Don't walk into a high school.
Well, you can't go back.
Thank you.
It's done.
Thank you, you psychos.
Yeah.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.